On the other hand, Brad Blanks joins us this morning. He's been very busy. On the other hand, he's still alive and walking around, which is good. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm sure your kids and your wife are also very happy for you. He has not had, he has not had the virus. We're happy for that. He's been busy. I saw the pictures of your greenhouse. My wife had a lot of questions about it, and I said, how does that open? Is that plexiglass? I said, no, it's sheet plastic. And when he says he built a greenhouse, you're thinking, like they have at the florist, a big greenhouse out back. No, it looks more like a see-through coffin.
Now, if you two were actual gardeners, you would be very used to those. That's a very common thing in home gardens because it allows you to plant earlier and it allows everything to just take off really well because it creates a nice little environment inside.
I'd like to officially apologize for my gardening ignorance.
It's called a hinged hoop greenhouse, Scott. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
Are you sure you were the only one involved with the construction of that?
My 6-year-old Clementine helped me with the PVC pipe.
Did she do the drilling?
When I saw it, I enlarged it on my phone. And I really studied it. And I got to tell you what, kudos to you. That PVC pipe is it's the frame for this.
Well, that's Clementine, right. So don't give that to him.
And then I probably should be interviewing Clementine.
Yeah. You should be.
Really good.
I was very impressed with it, Brad. It's about you could get a 6'2" man inside of that thing. So it's fairly large. It's about 3 feet across.
It's 4 feet across, 10 feet long. So it's quite big. And I'm still going to put some more plastic over the top. So we'll get.
So you could actually put an NBA basketball player in there.
Now, have you actually planted inside of it?
We put some butterstep lettuce in there. We put arugula in there, and we got some basil and some rosemary. And we're going to stuff more in there. So my wife and I are having a few arguments over how much we can get in. I'm more of the Italian way. I want to get as much in there as possible. And she's a bit more English, more held back.
So, all right. Now, the other thing is your gardening hero has been missing in action, this guy that's on YouTube.
Frigione.
That's right. Yeah, James Prigioni of the Gardening Channel. He's the man that inspired me to do this. He has a great video on YouTube. Now, you watch this guy. He's fantastic. He has 350,000 subscribers, but he went missing, Scott. And you and Patty were very concerned.
I wasn't concerned about it at all. Patty was.
I was very concerned. I was concerned for both of us.
I figured if anything bad happened to him, we'd have heard about it. But Patty's very concerned. So what happened?
So I managed to track him down. I did what you wanted me to do. I launched a full-on Brad Blanks investigation. And I've managed to get him on Zoom. Here he is, James Prigioni.
James Prigioni, how are you, mate?
I'm doing fantastic. How you doing, my friend?
All right, you're alive?
I'm alive. I'm fully hibernated. I'm ready to go.
Were you shocked by the outpouring of people concerned about you?
By the outpouring? Yeah. But the concern, yeah, definitely. Just a couple days ago, I'm sitting in my house watching actually CNBC, and someone knocks at the door, and I look and it's a police officer, and I'm like, this is odd. So I go open the door, the police officer sits, and he's like, this might sound a little bit strange, but... someone from England said that you haven't posted on Facebook for a while, so we wanted to come and check on you.
Well, what did you say to the police officer?
It happened to be a kid I went to high school with. First of all, he was a little bit confused, but then he was like, I can see you're fine and you're right and everything. So that was good that he knew me, but it was just at that point, right after that is when I went to Facebook and I said, all right, I think it's time to probably post something.
You were a link on Reddit. Someone thought that something dastardly had happened to you.
Really?
We thought this could be the next Tiger King documentary series on Netflix.
Maybe I should hold out a little longer then.
Very good, mate. As one of your new fans, thank you for being alive, James.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. Start growing something. Put something in the ground. I'm telling you, I started with 2 tomato plants and like 3 carrots. That got me hooked. So as small as you start, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have a balcony. It doesn't matter if you have 10 acres. Start with something. One little plant.
Thanks, Chip.
That's exactly right.
James Prigioni.
One little flower pot you can stick a tomato plant in. That's how I started.
And look, he's in Tom's River, Scott, and a lot of people listened to us concerned for him last week and shot him a lot of messages. So
I have a couple of questions. Hang on there. You ready? Number one, I apologize to James because I've never watched him, but I hear you two raving about him, and I thought it was some, like, fellow in his mid-70s.
Oh, no, he's young.
Guy. He's a young guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He sounded pretty hip.
You're very hip. That's what, this guy's going to be a star.
I was very impressed that A, that he was so young, and B, that you managed to track him down.
How's the police officer? And the police officer was a friend of his from high school.
How about that? The police officer sent to his door to make sure nothing bad or nefarious has happened to him.
A wellness check.
Yeah, they had a wellness check. How about that? Now, this is where I'd like to have my friend, you know, John Elliott in here, because this is where he would be so impressed with your work.
Yes, he would be.
He would be very proud of you, and I miss him. This is one of those spots right here. He'd be perfect. Not me, him. He would be perfect right here. But, unfortunately, somebody's going to be knocking on his door pretty soon, wanting to know how he's doing.
I know.
Is he alive?
Well.
Yeah, I've been listening to that radio show. I haven't heard you. Would you go over and check on him, please? Well, anyway. I think we need to get James back on the show again and let Patty have at him.
Yeah,
see what
she
can pull out of him.
Well, the weather's about to change, so get growing. Get out there. Get in your garden.
Yeah, I like anybody who's passionate about anything, and he definitely is passionate. So he was very impressed with you, Brad, that you tracked him down.
Thanks, guys.
Good job, my friend.
Right.
Excellent work.
Have a great show. Thanks, Patty. He is
Brad Blanks. He will find anyone. You know what? If Olivia Newton-John would have known you back then, you would have tracked down her husband. Remember that whole story?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd have found him. Hey, they'd still be together if you were around.